All right. We're going to study the four baptisms that are listed in the New Testament, are we? And the main purpose that the Lord put in my heart by studying the four types of baptism, quite often the Christian people don't realize the purpose for each one of those. Amen? And so they can't enjoy them like it should. So let's go through those this morning, and I expect the Holy Spirit to speak revelation to you and bring insight to each one of them. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is sometimes there's confusion about the word baptism. Now, in the last, I guess about 10 years, there's been a lot of things uncovered about this. But let's see what the Bible says, okay, about the word baptism. So he commanded that the chariot be to stand still. Both Philip and the eunuch went down to the water to be baptized, and he baptized him. Forward, please. Thank you. Now, look at the wording here in the Bible. Okay? When they come up out of the water, they had to come out up, right? So that means if they were in the water, they had to come up. So that's, to me, that's saying that he was under the water, right? If he had to come up out of the water. So I want to bring that out to you. So he was baptized by Philip by putting him under the water and him coming out of the water. Okay, let's go forward. Okay, now. And this scripture here, we're talking about the baptism into the family of God, or the birth into the family of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I need to stop and talk slow. Yes, John. For by one Spirit we're all baptized into one body. Now, see, it says one by one Spirit. The translators could as well have put by the one Holy Spirit, because in the Greek it's just a word. It's one word that they translate, man's spirit or the Holy Spirit. So they put spirit there, but they could have said that it's by one Holy Spirit. We were, some of us, depending on what church we go to. Doesn't say that, does it? He says, it don't matter which church you go to, right? If you repent and you believe that Jesus came into the earth, was crucified, buried, died, and rose from the dead, then you're, by the Holy Spirit, are baptized or immersed into some words. Right? There's one body of who? The body of Christ, or the church, or the family of God. It's called many different things. So when you confess Jesus as your Lord and you're born again, you're birthed into the heavenly family of God. Immersed. There's no part of you that's not immersed in the... Now, we're talking about the spirit man now. Your body, your physical body, is not immersed in the family of God. All right? Okay, in this text, watch this. By one Spirit, we were all baptized into that one body. It don't matter if you're a Jew, it don't matter if you're a Greek, it don't matter if you're from the United States of America. If you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you are baptized. You can tell I'm excited about this. You have been put into the family of God. Now, if you were born into, by creation of the Holy Spirit, into the family of God, how can you get out? You can't. You're created into it. You see that? By the Spirit of God, you're born into that. Now, once you were born into the earth, you're human, right? You can't get out of it. You're human. See what I mean? And because you're born into the family of God, you're always there. Can you goof up and sin, do the stupid thing? Yes, but you can't be moved out because the Holy Spirit won't take you out. Why? Because the blood of the Lamb has cleansed your sins forever. Right? Okay. So we're born into the... So we are baptized into the family of God, or immersed into the family of God. Amen? And watch this. Whether Jew or Greek, or whether slave or whether free, and you should... What? And have all been made to drink into what? So I see here that I'm supposed to be drinking in the living water. The Holy Spirit is the living water, right? You know, now I can't say, how can I drink the Spirit? Well, that's something your spirit does, and you're trying to connect it to your mental mind. Hey, you come to church, and that's where don't you feel good? Because you and the Holy Spirit are communing, and your spirit is pulling or drinking in the life and the power and the anointing of God, or the Holy Spirit that's living inside of you. We drink that in. That's why the devil don't want you around the Holy Spirit, because he makes you feel joyful, feel good, right? Because your spirit is drinking in from the Holy Spirit, or the manifestation of the Holy Spirit that happens in this church. Right? Because we all are believers and believe the Holy Spirit is flowing out of us as living water. So you can come in feeling bad, not feeling good, and you feel, after a while, you feel pretty good. Because your spirit, which gives your body life, is drinking in strength or taking in food. Amen? So we are baptized in one spirit. And because we're in that spirit, we are alive in God. We was dead, but now we're immersed or baptized into the family of God. We are called Christians. That means we're baptized into the anointing of the living God, who is our Heavenly Father. Amen? Right? And it don't matter who you were, what part of town you're from, or what country you're from. If you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you believe he's been raised from the dead, and now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, you can be put into the family of God, or the body of Christ, forever. And that's us. Eternally, we will live as a child of the living God by the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, who washed away our sin. And we can drink in the Spirit. Now, when you being from the country and working in the hay fields and planting hay and corn and cotton, I didn't know cotton, but I saw some people. I mixed that up. I did hold cotton. I didn't pick cotton. Okay? And we hauled watermelons and hay and all that kind of thing. Out there in 100-degree sun during the summer. And we had to drink water. And hopefully it was cool water, right? And so I'm making a point. When you get all frustrated and burdened down about the events of your life, drink that living water in your spirit, and it'll make your mind feel better and your body. You need to learn how to receive that living water into your spirit. It's a free gift that God gave to those who are immersed or baptized into his family. And we also call it born into it. Let's go forward, please, man. Okay. Now, Matthew 28:19, we're going to another one. Are you ready? So we just talked about being born again or being baptized into the family of God, or baptized or immersed into the family body of Jesus Christ. I'm going for it. Matthew 20:18. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth." So who's the boss?
Jesus
is the boss of heaven and earth, right? May we go forward, please. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, and what? So as we lead people to the Lord, right, we're also responsible to lead them to being baptized. Into what? Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Is it no more? Let's go for it. Yeah. Ready? When all the people were baptized, they came to it came to pass that Jesus also was up. I apologize to y'all. I am so intense in the Holy Spirit right now. The anointing is so strong. I may have to let Elizabeth teach us. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. So if Jesus was baptized, shouldn't we be? Honey, you might have to do it. Shouldn't we be baptized?
Yes.
Amen. Now, this is a scripture where Jesus was baptized and the Holy Spirit came on him. So we're talking about the scripture in Matthew and the scripture in Luke here is talking about water baptism.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? And so Jesus was baptized. Was he baptized because of sin? That's one of the confusing things in the church. Sometimes people say, well, I'm baptized because of sin. No. If we're being baptized because we're following Jesus, he was not baptized because of sin. He didn't sin. So he had to be baptized for another reason, right? He was baptized for obedience. Right? John the Baptist, why was John the Baptist baptizing? He was baptizing because he was a forerunner to Jesus. Remember, and I think we go forward here. Jesus answered, saying to all, "Indeed, baptize you with water." But John answered, saying to all, "I indeed baptize you with water, but the one mightier than I coming after, whose sandals I am not worthy to loose, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." And who is that talking about?
Jesus,
right? So Jesus is the baptizer who baptizes you in the Holy Spirit and fire. Right? So from Jesus, we can receive two baptisms. A baptism of the Holy Spirit and a baptism of fire. Now, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is twofold. The one, when you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and when you become a new creature, you're immersed, baptized into the family of God, the body of Christ, the family of God. That's one. The next one is baptized with fire and power. See, it's twofold. Jesus baptized you in two things, correct? Now, I want you to see that most people, I'm sorry, but too many people do not reach this one right here. They're afraid of it because that's when their flesh starts getting burned away. That's when you say, "Here's my life, Jesus, do something with it." And all these little quirks about your personality start getting burned away. You start becoming more and more like Jesus.
Amen.
And you become more and more of a light to the world to shine the light on Jesus. Amen? And that's where we should be right now. We're already baptized into the family of God, or into Christ, into His anointing. We've already received that because we've been born again. But the baptism of fire is not a one-time deal. It's a daily deal. The Holy Spirit and you working together and going through the washing of the water of the Word. As you study the Word, the Holy Spirit reveals to you. And it's like a cleansing fire from inside. And I enjoy that feeling so much because I know when the Holy Spirit finishes, I'm going to be more like Jesus. Can we go forward? Are you ready? And it happened when Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, finding some disciples. Now, who's a disciple? If Paul is calling them a disciple, that means these are people that have confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior. They have repented from dead works and confessed Jesus as Lord. And that makes you a disciple. That's a first step. A disciple is disciplining their life to be like Jesus. I can come to church, but that don't make me a disciple. I can say, I confess Jesus as Lord, and I've been baptized in water. That don't make me a disciple. That's the first step of being a disciple, right? A disciple means I discipline myself to a certain order of rules. And we live by the rules of Christ, by Jesus. He said that what's the rule? We love one another. I command you a new commandment that you love each other, right? Commandment, right? So that is the rules we live by. That's the rule that we discipline in my life. Well, Elizabeth, she hit me in the face this morning. I forgive you. She didn't. You know her better than that. My point is, no matter what goes wrong with me, I forgive because He forgave me first. See, I discipline my life to that rule. Okay? So He finds some people that were disciplining themselves to a rule, lifestyle. Thank you. Very good. Nick, can we go further? And He said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And what did they say? So His people that were disciplining their whole life to a way of living, and the great apostle Paul said, did you receive the Holy Spirit? They said, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. Not we haven't been baptized with the Holy Spirit. They said, we don't even know about it if there's a Holy Spirit. And I said, how can you be in church and not know? But I've come people that have been going to church for years. Holy Spirit, I thought there was only Jesus. They didn't know the Trinity. And it so disciplined me. The people that call themselves teachers of God, they can't teach the simple, basic Christianity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Amen? And the blood of the Lamb, the precious blood of our Savior, they don't teach them that. God, help them, right? But we're gonna allow the Holy Spirit to pour out the whole gamut, man, right? He said, we have not as much as heard whether there is. There is a Holy Spirit. Oh, forgive me, sis. I took the last one. Okay, can we go forward? Are y'all ready to watch it? And he said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?" They said, "We're baptized." But he said, "When you were baptized, did you receive the Holy Spirit?" See what he said? He said, "Okay, you're a disciple. And when you were a disciple, did you receive the Holy Spirit?" He said, "What are you talking about? Is there a Holy Spirit?" And then he asked, "Well, what weren't you baptized into?" Look what they say. And so they said, "In John's baptism." Oh, look at Paul. Go forward. Watch Paul. Then Paul said, "John indeed baptized you with a baptism of repentance." So water baptism, what? "I repented from our dead works, and now I'm rising up to live as a disciple of Christ." You see it? "I was dead in my sins, and now that man died, and he's under the water of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit raised me up and set me in Christ, and now I'm living a new life." Right? See it? "I was dead in sin. Now I'm raised up, sitting with Christ, and now I'm living as a disciple of Jesus Christ." Saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is Jesus Christ. Amen. And we do. We believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that God planned to save the world. Amen. He died and buried and crucified and buried and was in the belly of the earth and took the judgment of mankind. And then God the Father said, "It's finished," and raised him up and set him at his right hand. Now, I love this. Now we're going to talk about the baptism in the body. Jesus was dead in sin. He didn't sin, but he was made to be sin for you and me, right? And he was dead. He went into the belly of the earth and dead. Now, has anybody ever come out of hell before? So when God the Father raised him from the dead and set him in his first, he was the first born. So God the Father created a new species. A new man. Remember Jesus called the second Adam? Adam was the first man God created. Now he created another man. Adam was just created and then died. But Jesus died and then became a living being. Amen. Became the glorious Son of God. Amen. He said, God said, "Come up here. I've begotten you today." Set my right. He created a new species of man. So there was a new category of mankind. And that is where you were baptized into. But you were dead, like he was dead. You were dead in sin. And God called you to become a new creation. And he put you in, baptized you, immersed you into that new kingdom of his beloved Son. Amen. See, I tied those together for you. makes you want to dance on. Now, so we're in Christ. Let's go forward, please. Now, look, he's now talking about another baptized. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's go forward, please. Now, watch this. And Paul laid hands on them. The Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Do you see the baptism of the Holy Spirit was the first one when they were born again and put it in the family of God. And then he laid hands on them. So he preached the gospel to them faith came, they heard the gospel, the faith came, they received Jesus Christ, they repented from their dead works and received Him and confessed Him as Lord, and they were created into the family of God, right? In that new order, new species of man. Then Paul said, that's not all of it. He laid hands on them and the Holy Spirit come upon them. And they what? Spoke with tongues and prophesied. So before, they were a sinner. All in the same day, they were a sinner. They were not disciples of Jesus. So He preached the gospel to them. They heard the gospel, right? And they received Jesus Christ. And they were what? Born again or baptized in the body of Christ, right? And then Paul then laid hands on them, and what? They received the Holy Spirit and the power of God, and now look at heaven. It empowered them to do things beyond their natural ability. Amen. Why does it say tongues? Spoke with tongues. Why does it say? Because they were speaking language that they didn't know naturally. You can't do that unless you're empowered by God's Spirit. Yes. So when He laid hands on them and they were empowered, and also they prophesied. These are people that just heard, right? Just heard about Christ, accepted Christ, were born again. Paul laid hands on them and prayed the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came on them and empowered them to do things they couldn't do before, that same day.
Praise God.
Look at that. And prophesied. They hadn't even heard about Jesus till that day, and now they're prophesying for God. Not because of their own abilities, because of the ability of the Holy Spirit that came on them. Wow. So now we have baptism in water, baptism in the body of Christ, and a baptism of the Holy Spirit of fire. I mean, let's go forward. Are y'all ready to get excited? I've been excited for you, okay? Romans 8:16. The Spirit Himself witnesses to our spirit that we are children of God. I expect the Holy Spirit to witness to me or confirm me as a son of God, as a child of God. Sometimes that bothers people. So I'll say children of God. Do you have the Holy Spirit? When you're born again, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. And the next part is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't usually say baptism because that confuses people. It really does. So I say, you're baptized in the Holy Spirit when you're born again. And then the next part, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen? And when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you can speak in tongues and prophesy in God. And there's other 9 gifts that go with it. That the Holy Spirit works once you have hands laid on you or you receive the Holy Spirit. Amen? Now, when you receive the Holy Spirit and He's upon you, He's there to empower you. Remember, Jesus said in the book of John that you would do the works that I do and greater. I didn't say that. He said it. Amen? And I said, when I read that in the Bible, I said, I cannot do that. I can't even do the works of Jesus Christ. Much less do bigger works or more works. So, then He said, well, ask Me, I'll teach you. I thought, okay. I'm not trying to be rebellious. I don't have that ability to do that, Lord, to help me. And so he took me to several teachers and started teaching me from the Bible. You need to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. When you're born, you receive the gift of Jesus. When you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, then you receive the gift of empowerment to do the works of Christ. Amen. So I know I can do all things through who? It doesn't say Jesus, does it? It says Christ. Christ means the anointing one and his anointing. So now I am filled with the Holy Spirit, confessing Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Say, same Spirit that was on Jesus when he was doing that work in the earth is the same one that's on me now. Okay? So when he commands me to lay hands on people and that are sick, to lay hands on them and pray for them, God will heal them. Not because of me, because the anointing I have on me.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I'm just a carrier for the master. That's all I am. I just carry it. Amen. I'm not no big guy or anything like that. I'm not important. I'm important to him, right? I'm not from the president's family. I'm not from some wealthy family. Amen. I'm talking about naturally. I'm a nobody. But in the family of God, I'm somebody. Because of my Father. He rules everything. Amen. But he put his anointing on me. And the anointing accomplishes everything he desires as long as I am humble. I humble myself before the mighty hand of God in humility. What happens is sometimes you see a minister start ministering the things of God and great things are happening, then they begin to think it's because they're great, and there comes the fall. Pride comes before the fall. That's why the fall. I mean, don't keep you a humble mind and say, no, that's God empowering. And I'm just carrying his gift to mankind.